Hey everyone, welcome to a brand new season of UVC South's podcast. My name is Chan and I am this year's UVC South core. What do I do, you may ask? You might not know what core is. Well, to put it simply, I'm the messenger between UVC South and UNASTA. And UNASTA is our national partner organization of BSA. And pretty much I'm promoting our projects of UVC South to the other regions and their projects and events to our region. So, yeah, I tell you, UNASA and the other regions are cool, and you just gotta believe me. How the season is gonna go is I'll be bringing on guests who have involvements in the events that are happening within the UVC South space and our partner schools, and at regionally hosted events too. With that being said, the topic of today's podcast is gonna be about UARC's Spooky Bowl and OU's Lunar Festival. So, let's give a warm welcome to the guests we have today. So we have here, we have Tin and Don. I'll go ahead and let Tin introduce himself and then Don, you too.
Hello, I am Tin. My pronouns are he, him, his. I am this year's external vice president for University of Arkansas, and I am a senior this year in biological engineering.
Wow, nice.
Hello, everyone. My name is Don Nguyen. Pronouns he, him. I am this year's president for OUVSA, and I am majoring in health and exercise science. I'm currently in my senior year.
Oh, nice, nice. What made y'all want to get into your majors?
Nothing really specific. I mean, like, I just kind of thought engineering, big money, and then I chose an engineering that was like the most interesting to me.
Most
That's
interesting.
usually how it goes. Yeah. Well, I kind of was like the same thing. Well, I was wanting to pursue a career in the medical field, and seeing health and exercise science, it was pretty interesting having to deal with sports medicine. That's what caught me, actually. And so I was wanting to work with athletes, and hopefully in the future work with data with athletes. So I do plan on taking a master's in computer science after my bachelor's.
Hey, Kansai too. Yeah. My major is kind of similar to Tim's. I majored in biomedical engineering. Oh yeah, if I haven't mentioned it already, I graduated from UTA in 2021. yeah. All right, nice. So I just gotta ask, like, y'all are in positions for your schools. So what you've I feel like you've been to external events before, So like, Tin, what was your first external experience like?
Well, my first external experience was actually right after the COVID years.
Oh.
UARC went to OU, which is one of the closest schools or one closest partner school to us. And I'd say it was a pretty good experience. Like, I think since it was my first time being in that space, it was definitely overwhelming going in as a member. But I think watching all the performances were very memorable. Definitely the memories at our, I think we had stayed in a hotel. We had a lot of shenanigans in the hotel, and that was very memorable.
Yeah. Yeah, when I went to
Sounds
U, my school
about
stayed at a hotel too.
right. Was an Airbnb. I'm so dumb.
Thought
It was an Airbnb
Airbnb.
because we're staying at the same Airbnb this
Oh.
year for OU's external upcoming
Oh,
external.
really? Okay,
Yeah.
nice.
I'm so dumb.
Oh. What?
That's nice. Hope
Wasn't that
to
good of a
see
B&B
you.
if
Hope to see
y'all
you.
decided to do the same one?
Yeah, it was really nice. They have like a kids room with like two bunk beds, and like we
Oh.
like double each of the bunks.
Double
Is
two
it in
people
Norman?
on a bunk
Yeah, it's
bed?
in Norman.
Oh, okay.
Two people per bed, and there's like you can fit four people on like one of them.
What the? Are they?
We have like 30 people going, dude.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Is crazy.
What about you, Don? What was your first external like?
So mine was actually right in the middle of COVID years. I was on the media committee for Summit, and
Oh.
It was really interesting because this was my first time just being in a position working with a committee and being part of something that's bigger than myself. Granted, I was an intern for OUVSA at the time as well, and so doing two things simultaneously, it was a pretty good experience in terms of leadership and organization planning, things like that. Really good connections too. I mean, that's Lillian Trinh was the director for that committee, and so that's how I got to know her more. And this being my first summit, it was an experience. Talking to other people, they probably say the same thing. It was pretty emotional as well. So highly recommend Summit.
Wait, you said which summit was this? Summit 9, the online one, or 10, the most recent one?
This was, oh, shoot, I can't remember.
But you said Lillian Trinh was the director, but she was the director of this past summit as programming.
Oh no, she was just the one leading the media committee.
Leading the
She
media.
wasn't the director. She wasn't direct executive director, I don't think.
No, not ED, but
But
yeah, director of the committee. Yeah.
yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It might have been like 2020 was the year,
2020.
Was that the COVID year? No, that
or
wasn't COVID.
2021.
It was
Pretty
the
sure
online
2020.
summit, though, right?
Yeah, it was an
Okay.
online
There was
summit.
only
Yeah.
one. Yeah. Okay, I know what you're talking
Yeah.
about. Oh, interesting. Okay. So, like, you had to, like, pretty much screen record stuff since it was online and everything as media
Yeah,
committee.
it was all like screen recording. It was all on Zoom, and so like you would break out into breakout rooms and things like that. And it was really fun actually having like hundreds of people in one Zoom call.
Oh
I don't know
yeah.
how we managed to do that, but that was really fun.
It sounds like a mess.
It can get complicated,
Sounds like a problem for logistics, but
imagine.
yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it was pretty successful. I was actually an attendee for that one, so it was pretty nice. Pretty
Ooh.
nice. Yeah. But yeah, like Tin, I know UARC had y'all's external, what was it, the Spooky Bowl, right? Yeah. So, it was a volleyball tournament, right? Y'all had it like past, or whoever's listening to this right now, it already passed. But there's always like, different sports tournaments and stuff. Why'd y'all decide to make UARC's external one of them? And what made like this volleyball tournament different from everybody else's? I gotta ask.
Honestly, it's because it's during Halloween, you can dress up as with your teams. Like we had the Minions team show up in like all yellow. Shout out. Shout out to UNT. They showed up with three teams and they absolutely
Three?
killed it.
Oh,
Yeah.
wow.
They're probably the biggest school to turn up to our event. And honestly, like there's not really any like specific reason why we chose volleyball. I think because right after COVID, everyone was like kind of wanted to pick up like a group activity that everyone could do within our org. And I think volleyball was like the easiest one to pick up since there are always like available courts at the UREC. And honestly, I don't are there any other partner schools within South that do sports tournaments
Sports
like this?
tournaments?
Like external sports tournaments?
I don't think so. Every like external I've been to has always been like a talent auction or
Yeah,
like
or like a show or
yeah, like a
performances.
show. Yeah, before I don't think
I feel
anyone's ever
like,
done a sports
yeah.
tourney as an external. So that's new. I think y'all the
That'd be
first.
pretty interesting.
Yeah, like they
If we
first
did like
implemented
a
it.
VSA Olympics.
They first implemented that like or thought of the idea last year whenever everyone was like super into volleyball, and like we actually like polished things up this year like a
Oh,
lot,
nice.
like bracket wise and like just like planning in general. It was less of a mess hopefully for like the attendees,
Yeah.
but during the actual event it was kind of stressful. Like Because like seeing the bracket unfold and the seating actually like working is like, oh gosh, we gotta have people in every single room moderating, report back to like whoever's in charge of the table, tell whoever's in charge. It was a mess for us, but I think to the attendees, I think we did a good job with making it look like we knew what we were doing.
Yeah, no, definitely. I have
That's
not
the most
heard like
important part right there.
any qualms about it. Yeah, I'm sure y'all killed it. Like, I think, well, for Regale, right? You know, our end of year banquet for South, we usually have this like field day right before it. So that I feel like that's the closest thing to like a sports external like hangout, but it wasn't really like an official thing. It's just like, oh hey, y'all come out. We have sports and stuff. I
Oh,
know,
more like for funsies, right?
yeah, for funsies. I know in the past, like way back in the old days, like before my time in BSA here, there's this thing called Asian Olympics, and like people like actually competed for like, you know, sports and stuff, and it was like all BSA, or I'm pretty sure it was BSA based, but yeah. And then yeah, it stopped because like I think people just got like really competitive over it. Like,
Too
imagine,
toxic.
yeah, it's like you're bad and stuff. It's just like, all right, we need to stop. And then it was usually hosted at like UH or UTA or something, or UT. Yeah, I think those three schools or something. Yeah,
That does sound really fun, though.
it
Like,
sounds fun.
should
I think
definitely
I,
consider bringing it back. Maybe like a field day. Like, field
I,
day activities, you know?
yeah, I think I wanted to bring it back when I was like event coordination for South, right? I was like, why don't we just revamp it and call it VSA Olympics, you know? So it's like a lot more specific and stuff. So hey, if one of y'all come up with the idea and, you know, flesh it out and stuff, that'd be tight. But yeah, like how hard was like planning the volleyball tournament, you know, what were some things that you had to think about when you were getting closer to the date? Because, you know, no one's ever done this before, so I'm pretty sure that was like a tough hurdle to get over.
Yeah, thankfully, this year wasn't as crazy because since they already kind of ran they we did it all last year, so we all had like the skeleton of like planning it already. We just kind of like
Oh, okay.
revamped it and cleaned it up. But I think the biggest challenge this year was that, so I don't know if y'all know that, but we had the first volleyball tournament last spring of like this year, I think.
Oh.
It was actually earlier this year, oh spring. And but like we were gonna have it in the next spring instead of this year in the fall, but things happen, dates get taken, and you know how the external calendar is. It's crazy. Especially in the spring. But essentially we had about roughly, I mean, I can check. We had very limited time. I think we started our first meeting, let's see, September 8th.
September, y'all took a
Yes,
month and a
we
half
had
to
a we had a
plan. Oh my.
yes, it was a
Jeez.
it definitely wasn't fun. Shout out to my volleyball committee though.
You had a committee
It consisted of
of
e-board and our sports court.
volleyball?
Yeah,
Oh,
shout out to
okay.
them. They worked their butts off.
I was like
And like, oh my gosh. But the biggest part was, I think, figuring out a facility that could host us, and like pricing. Pricing was
pricing?
huge
Well,
because
what do you mean pricing?
like some of the facilities were very expensive.
Oh, you have to pay for it. You can't like rent it
Yeah,
for
we
free from
ooh.
your school.
We couldn't because since the date was so close, they were already using it like this weekend.
Oh, okay. So you have to like
Yeah.
buy rent one out.
And they also bumped up their prices, like charging us wise. But we had to search around Arkansas, or yeah, Northwest Arkansas for a facility. And then I think just like figuring out, I think no, that was the biggest issue, because I think once we got a facility, we were like kind of coasting on just like finding people to actually play, since we had such short notice on like the tournament since we changed the dates.
Yeah.
I think the biggest part was just finding people to like attend, word of mouth, posts on social media, and try to
Well,
get as many teams to sign up.
what was your original date that you wanted to have for the tournament?
I believe the original date was like sometime in April.
Oh, April Day. So y'all had to like
Yes. Yeah.
Jesus
That was
Christ,
like
to switch it up
a
real
spring
quick.
problem, not a fall
Oh, and then y'all just like,
problem.
oh
Because we also host our lunar show in the spring too, so we're gonna double down the spring.
Oh, y'all are like ready for that. Oh, I guess
Yeah.
it's like better that y'all broke it up then, since
It does work out because we
not
get
as stressed.
less stress and
Most definitely.
y'all are really prepared to do
Sounds like
two
a good call.
externals. It was semester. Wow, then. You said you had to like get a facility to hold the amount of people you have. What was the turnout like? Like how many people came from each school?
It was actually like pretty great turnout. Like we had 12 teams total out
12?
of the
Oh,
16, 16 max.
wow.
But I think we had schools from we had a huge show out from UNT, like I said earlier. They had three whole teams,
Three
and they
teams.
brought in a whole lot of spectators to cheer
Oh,
on
like
their team.
it was spectators too.
Yeah, we allowed spectators.
Wow.
And UTA showed up again this year, took it all for the win again.
Let's go, UTA. So
They had a
mad.
huge comeback in the from the losers bracket, actually.
Oh, wait.
Yeah. They
So
got
the
knocked out one of their in the semifinals and won it all back in the losers bracket. Since
Oh,
we
so they're
had
the
a
losers
double
bracket
elim.
winners.
Yeah. It was
Okay.
crazy apparently, but I could not watch the I couldn't finish out the game or watch them finish the game because I had to go to work.
Day wait, what? You
Oh, that's
worked that day?
unfortunate.
Damn.
Yeah, it was all right. I was kind of bummed.
I would be hella bummed too.
No big deal though, because so I work at a ramen restaurant, and everyone from volleyball came by to come eat.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
Oh, that's so.
it was very, very hectic.
Oh, yeah. They're like, who can we bother the most? Ted.
They were in my section and Jackie's section.
Oh, Jackie.
Practice.
Yeah, wait, he works with you? Or he worked that day with you?
Yeah, he worked that day with me. It
I'm
was
dead.
absolute chaos.
Nice. Wow. So, like, yeah, it's. Yeah, team. How big were the teams? It was just like 6v6.
Yeah, it was a team of six, but they can have as many subs as they want.
Oh,
I
so.
believe that's how we did it. I mean, like most teams only brought like one or two subs at most. Some
Okay.
like yeah.
No one had like
So
a
it
whole
wasn't that big.
bench ready
Like a whole roster
to
ready? No,
go.
no, no, no.
Like yeah, main team one and two, and then you have sub team one.
Sub team.
A team and B team.
Yeah. All right, tap out. We're ready to go. Nice. So what schools came? It was like UNT, UTA. I'm assuming
I think
York
some people
participated.
from UTD and then
UTD.
like mostly from Arkansas too.
Oh, okay. Oh,
Yeah,
I mean,
we
I
had a bunch
hope
of Arkansas
Arkansas
people show
went.
up. Yeah.
Who is the winner for the winner's bracket?
That's a good question. I don't remember.
What?
It's because I had to leave.
That's true. Hey,
Fair enough.
we're
Fair
here
enough.
to get on.
I think it was an Arkansas team, actually.
Oh.
Yeah, because it was our club team. I think it was our club team. Their team was called Fucking 2.0.
Oh, nice. Was
Yeah.
that the most creative team name that y'all had, or what else did you see?
Yeah, UTA's team name was VSA Mamay, which I thought was
Manly.
pretty
Yeah, that's so clever.
funny.
Every time I played intramurals for my school when I was still in an undergrad, they would always name it after like anime or so. It's like, what's that? Haikyuu, yeah, it would be like Karasuno, like,
Oh.
yeah, or
Oh, they
something
name
like
each other after the schools.
that. Yeah, the schools, and I was like, oh, okay, I can go with this.
No, we had a bunch of troll names at
Yeah.
ours. There's a bunch of troll names. It's very funny.
Nice. What was your, well, you weren't there for that long, but what was your favorite part while you weren't
I think my favorite part was watching the watching UTA play. They like whenever they play, it's very, very fun to watch. Like they're super coordinated.
Oh,
Definitely deserve to win that.
wow. Hey,
Man,
okay.
I think OU's gotta come up and show up sometime.
For
For
real.
volleyball.
Oh, wait, yeah, was OU not there this
Oh,
year?
Tamu showed up. I remember.
Oh,
Tamu showed
Tammy
up
showed
too.
up. Oh,
Yeah,
okay.
shout out to them too.
Hey, Tammy showed up, but OU did it. What
Are you
happened?
kidding me?
Yeah.
OU?
Oh,
We're going to y'all's
man.
external
Y'all
this
are
next
right
week, bro.
there.
Yeah, well, it's like our volleyball community, I guess. It's I think I'd say it's like a medium size, but a lot of them I don't think are not interested, but they don't really know about VSA and the like events like this. And so this year what we're trying to do is we're trying to pub more external events so that members can know like, there's other things besides, in Oklahoma
Yeah.
with VSA.
Yeah, no, like, and speaking of which, Don, don't you have your external coming up like this week too, right? Yeah.
Yeah, it's this the end of this week,
Oh
October
yeah,
21st,
on the Friday.
Friday.
Nice. So like, you said you want people to experience like what externals are like. So like, say you're like, you're planning your Lunar New Year one. What do people like? What do the attendees have to look forward to like this year? If you could like give us a little sneak peek, or what do we got to be excited for? coming
Yeah, so I think something that's really special for OU is that we have a lot of different talents here. I think the performances are the main thing that a lot of externals look for. They're unique, they're really hype. A lot of the OU students here like to show up and, get hype for these people, and we like seeing other schools come and display their talents too, so I think that's a really good part about our Lunar Moon Festival. It's just seeing what other schools have to offer.
Oh yeah, like I think I remember I performed at OU actually one year.
Oh,
Really?
really?
Yeah, like back in my day. Yeah, no,
You
it
singing?
was no, it was a like cultural dance. Yeah.
Oh,
But yeah,
okay.
I think that's what UTA usually does when we come up to OU.
Yeah. Oh, the fan dance.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, they'll be coming this year and doing
Oh,
their cultural
nice.
dance as well. So,
Nice. Excited to see that. What up? Are y'all gonna still do like the competition based thing like they y'all had before?
So I mean, we usually have like a crowd favorite at the end.
Oh, okay.
Once all the performances are done, and we'll also be doing raffle prizes. So
Oh,
throughout the whole
raffle
performance
prizes.
shows.
Can we get some teasers on the
Yeah, little
prizes?
teasers. What kind of raffle prizes are we talking
I
here?
don't know. I don't know if my exec board would like me revealing the secrets
Oh,
just yet,
it's a
but
secret. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
gotta come and find out.
Oh,
But
okay. What prize value are we talking? Like in the
what's the
hundreds?
range?
It's gonna be worth it if they
Whoa.
go, though, right?
I mean, the prizes in total account for at least triple digits. I'll just say
Oh,
that. So
triple digits. Okay. Nice,
I'll
nice.
say that, yes.
Okay.
And we do have a pretty big lion dance community, so we do our traditional lion dance at the end as well.
Wow, I remember that last year actually.
Yeah, we do it. We try to do it every year.
Dang. How does it like cost y'all anything? Because I know like lionesses, they or people that is like temples that perform or like private like groups that do it. Like, doesn't that cost a lot?
Yeah. It costs a decent amount. I mean, I'm not sure how much it would cost for y'all, or how much it would cost for like y'all down in like Texas and Arkansas, but our community is pretty big here, so everyone knows somebody in like a line dance association or a church or a temple.
Oh,
And so, usually, I'm not saying all the time, but discounts are a thing that
okay.
exists.
Yeah, I got the hook.
This counts like
Yeah.
3.99.
Oh, yeah.
Literally.
Hey,
They're
do
still a
me this
business,
favor,
so we still
I'll
want to support
return.
them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, and
I wish.
like Tim, you said the hard part of finding like or for UARC's thing was finding a venue. Like, did that cost like a lot too? Or
Yeah, so they actually charge like hourly
oh, it
for
wasn't
us.
like a set
Yeah.
price?
Hourly.
No, it was it's weird. Like
Yeah.
most of them like let you rent it out for like hourly. And that's why like we're kind of like really pushing. That's kind of that was a big thing during our tournament. We really pushed for like games to like keep going. Like, hey, like once the game's done, like let's try to get it going in like 2, 3 minutes,
Like
right? So we had
non-call and
like
stuff.
yeah, so we had teams like playing back to back and stuff.
Oh, dang, that's
Oh,
tired.
geez.
Hey, but it's fun. It's
I've
fun to
never heard
play.
of hourly.
Yeah, like
Yeah.
hourly rent. I mean,
Like an hourly
actually,
rate? That's kind of weird.
yeah,
Yeah.
I guess that's how they make their money. I mean,
Yeah.
the facility was nice, so I mean, I
I guess
imagine that's
so,
how they
yeah.
make their money.
Yeah.
Good business practice.
But like by the end, what time did
Yeah.
y'all have to like
So,
get out and stuff? Or
I think we rented it out for like till 6 p.m.
oh, that was
Yeah.
also y'all didn't
So,
like play into the night and stuff, or
no, definitely
it
not.
was like a during the oh okay, I thought it was like during
Because
a
we
day
start,
thing.
so we started at like, I think 9:30 was our hard start for the tournament,
Oh,
but
dang, that's early.
yeah, everyone else had to like help set up everything. Like we had to help set up nets early. So I think e-board and volleyball committee, committee, got there around like 8 p.m. or 8 a.m., 8:30 a.m.
Oh wow, that was really. I did not expect that. I thought it was like, oh, we start in the afternoon, like all the other externals, but
No, we gotta pump some games out, man.
okay. Yeah.
So y'all started like bright and early, huh?
Oh
So
yeah,
like,
that was exhausting.
so schools had to like get there the night before then, right?
Yes, yeah.
Oh
Mostly
wow.
everyone got here like night before. All the Texas schools got here night before.
That's good. That's good. Yeah.
Shout out to
No,
them for
it's
making the
interesting.
big travel, though.
And like, volleyball is like also like I guess you said you had good turnout, but like, was volleyball like a tournament itself, that making it niche and stuff, since like Don said like the volleyball community at OU isn't as like prominent. Wasn't that something like y'all had to worry about, like in terms of turnout? Like while you're planning?
What do you mean by
Were you afraid that not a lot of people would show up because it was just like volleyball tournament?
Oh, I mean, not really, because we had like we actually like had a ton of teams show up last year, and I think most of the same teams showed up again this year. So we were confident that like we could get teams to show up again. It was really like it was, I mean, we that wasn't really a concern. Because I feel like we were confident enough to know that teams were really super interested to like show up.
So y'all knew like
Does
No. I get it. It's like, oh, you kind of already had like a
Yeah, we had a
feel
good
of.
idea. Yeah, because people were asking about it. Like,
Oh, okay.
people were asking us about it. It's like, hey, when are y'all having that volleyball tournament again?
So it was
Like, that
like,
was really.
ooh. So it was just talk, and then you were like,
Yeah, it
okay,
was all
there's
talk. Yeah.
people interested. Okay, that's good. Hey. And like for Dawn, for OU's Lunar Moon thing, it's been like a reoccurring event, right? And so like what it's like. Still, like, what do you think is the hardest part to plan for this event?
Well, the hardest part for this year, at least, was I think just putting everything together. Lunar Moon is like it has a lot of moving parts to it, and you kind of have to go to each part and planning this and then having to go to this and then planning that. So the hardest part is just putting it all in one cohesive plan, I guess, if that makes sense. Like for example, we have people for like decorations, and then we have people for like handling food, sponsorships, things like that.
Oh,
We
food.
have people handling like performances and getting them situated. And so the hard part is just, gluing it all together and making it cohesive. So another thing is that we are actually hosting our Lunar Moon at a different venue.
Oh.
So yeah, so it's not the same place that's been for like years. And so this place is going to be like a lot bigger. It's going to be
Wow.
nicer. Yeah, and surprisingly, this was offered through our university. They reached out and was like, hey, we want to be more diverse and more inclusion. So they're like, hey, we have this big facility if you want to host anything. We're like, let's do that. Let's do
Yo,
it
nice,
right
nice. So that means since they invited y'all get like a discount, right? On
Or
the
did it
venue.
cost y'all anything to rent the place there?
It was actually free, yeah. It was
Yeah,
free. Like,
no
we didn't have to pay a
way.
single thing for this venue at all. And it's bigger
Arkansas
than like
could
what we used
never.
to have,
Yeah, like
yeah.
for UTA, we also like when we rent rooms, it's usually free, like by the org, unless you're like adding stuff on top, like AV equipment.
Right,
But
yeah.
yeah.
If it's through the university, it's mostly free, but this is the first time that they've ever reached out to us and then open it to organizations to use.
Oh, okay.
So,
What was it used for
yeah.
beforehand?
It's mostly used for like concerts.
Concerts?
So like yeah, so like bands or like singers will like kind of rent that place and they'll use that for like their concerts and
Oh,
stuff.
so there's like a hey, so this sounds like a concert hall type thing. Hey, it's gonna be
A little
cool.
bit.
A little bit.
The performances are gonna sound awesome.
No, yeah, I can see
Yeah. I hope so too.
it happening.
They have like a whole sound booth.
Oh my
Yeah,
God.
so
Oh wow. Yeah,
I don't know how.
definitely an
Yeah,
upgrade
so
from
it's
that
yeah.
that student center that y'all been having it at.
Yeah, the
Yeah.
Jim Thorpe Student
Jim.
Center.
Yeah.
I mean, that place is nice too, but it's just, let's try something new this year.
Something bigger and better.
Yeah.
Something bigger and better, yes.
For free though.
For
Oh my
free
God.
too. Hey,
For
Arkansas need
free.
to catch up. No, dude, like oh my gosh, like they charge us for everything here on campus.
Jeez. Damn, they're really milking y'all,
For
huh? I think it just helps because just OU VSA in general is just smaller than the other VSAs, and so like hopping on these opportunities really does a lot for us.
Dang, that's nice. And like, since it's a bigger venue, like, I know last year. Y'all had to put a cap on people coming, so I'm assuming y'all don't have to do the same this year, right?
We're still going to put a cap just because
Oh, okay.
this is a place that we first time hosting, right? And so we're not sure if we just let it free and open, we risk the possibility of just overflowing. And so we're gonna put a cap on this year just to see how it is, and then possibly next year we can extend the cap.
Okay. How's that cap like gonna work? Is it just like you tell the schools, hey, you can only bring this many people, or are you just gonna wait until like, or you see like how many total are actually coming? Like, how's the process look?
So I'm pretty sure we've told each school that they can bring up to 75 people.
Oh, 75? That's actually a
Yes.
really good amount.
That's a lot of people.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
So I'm
That's
like
a ton of people.
Yeah, so I'm assuming that, not each school is going to reach that cap, but we have that cap just in place just in case.
Yeah, man. I would be shocked if 75 people from each school actually showed up.
That's a
That would
packed
be
house. That's a
wild.
full house right
Yeah,
there.
because I remember like last year, I think it was TAMU that like brought 100 people or something to OU.
or
Oh yeah, there was
150.
one
That was
school that brought
them.
so many people, and we were like, holy hell.
And then, like, all the other schools were like, you know what? Let's try to beat them at every other external. Oh my gosh.
I beg of you guys, please don't go over cap. Please.
Would actually
But
love
I
to
mean,
see
it's
that.
nice. It's nice, like when you guys bring out a whole crowd of people, because it gets us members, or members at OU, talking to y'all, and then we love talking to you guys too. So it's good both ways.
Oh yeah, definitely. And like, there are like let's say like you people are actually having trouble getting people to go, right? And like, you said you want OU to be more exposed to like these externals and stuff like that that are going on. And so like as like president, what would you have said? What would you say to like actually, I'll ask you two questions. Like, what would you say to your freshman self, like, in getting into BSA? So, like, you just joined and, you're kind of hesitant on going to, like, these externals just because, like, you don't know what it's really about or, like, you don't really know, like, anyone there. Like, I can ask both of you on this, yeah. Like, Don, what would you say to your freshman self?
I think as a freshman, going out to externals or external events isn't like your next step. As a freshman, because when you come into like a college, you're like, oh my God, what do I do? This is intimidating. So, I think telling my freshman self at least is as much information as possible, because I feel like the only thing stopping these people from going is they don't have enough information about like logistic wise. And the next thing is like money, but to be honest, that's fair, right? That's fair. But I think the community here at OU is supportive enough that sometimes you can get things fronted for you. And so that's what I would tell myself as a freshman. For other people as well, it's not only going to be like a life experience, but it's going to be like you going out of your comfort zone. Because college, honestly, I think it's all about going out of your comfort zone
Oh yeah,
and
for sure.
exploring different avenues, things like that. And so going to these external events is a whole part of like the grand scheme of why you're in college.
Oh yeah, definitely agreed. And like, yes, you too, Tin. Like, what would you tell your little freshman self, assuming like you were a shy kid that didn't know what BSA was, or like, yeah.
Yeah, definitely the same. Yeah, I would definitely tell myself to like, live a little, dude.
Exactly.
Because
For sure.
I'm like super glad that like Asia specifically like really pushed Arkansas people to like go to these events, like I guess like bait us. Bait us into
How
doing
do you
everything.
bait, that freshman? Or like, not even bait, just convince them that, it's okay to go into these kind of things.
I guess it's like meeting new people, like going. So like, University of Arkansas is like predominantly like white people, and our Asian community here is like super small, like super super small. I would definitely tell myself that like, hey, there's like people like you, more people like you at like these bigger events, Like, oh, I can relate to y'all. You guys take your shoes off in your house too? Blah blah blah. I just think that's really cool, 'cause like being in like a large Asian community is like really like it feels like home. It really does feel like home. Like whenever you're talking, like for me personally, it like talking to people from like other VSAs, like, oh, we have similar stuff, and so this is new,
No, I would also be like, yeah, it's definitely like it's a good feeling knowing that there's like other people who come from the like same cultural background as you do. And it's like, oh, it's like kind of like eye opening. It's like, oh, I'm not limited to my own sphere in like my own university.
No, it was super eye-opening. Super,
Yeah.
super eye-opening. It's like, whoa, there's more?
There's
There's a whole city full of us?
You
Are you
know,
kidding me?
I didn't even know there were like Vietnamese people in Arkansas. Like,
Bro.
that's how I'm like, what?
I would be honest. I agree with you. I didn't know that either.
I understand Oklahoma, but like Arkansas?
Our Kansas?
Arkansas? Man.
I
If
mean,
y'all
yeah,
ever
yeah.
go to Arkansas, just know it's a, there's a lot of trees.
Hey,
And
the drive is very nice. It's
it
very
is very
pretty.
nice. Like I've been there
Ooh.
once.
It's very scenic. You should
No,
come up again.
literally it's like a whole when you're driving on the highway, it's like mountains and trees on the mountains. It's like what? It's like, you know, when you drive in Texas, it's like flat fields and stuff, or like at least through the city, there's like
Like
buildings and stuff.
sometimes it's kind of scary at night because like it's
Oh?
like a pit of like darkness. Like
Oh
on the
yeah.
whenever you go on the bridge, it's just a pit of darkness because there's like no like lights or anything,
Yeah,
just your
sounds
car.
kind of
oh
cool
my.
actually. It is kind of cool. It's just freaky.
What is that what Oklahoma's like, or what, how would
No,
you
Oklahoma is exactly like Texas. Plain old fields,
oh,
pastures.
yeah. Pastures.
Yeah.
Got cows
Sometimes you'll see
everywhere.
like hills and stuff, but that's about it.
Oh my gosh.
All right, what Don, what message do you want to leave our listeners to come to OU's Lunar Fest this Friday?
message? Just come, have fun, stuff yourself with food, and maybe have some fun in the city. It's definitely Oklahoma has definitely grown since like last year, so I think there's like a lot of new stuff that people can explore
Oh, okay.
and things like that. So,
What's the
yeah.
is the Asian community there like really large?
I wouldn't say large. It's like it's definitely medium to strong kind of
Medium
thing.
strong, okay.
It's definitely that type where like if you're in the Asian community, if you're involved in the Asian community, you know like everybody in the Asian community,
Oh, okay.
like everyone's definitely linked somehow.
Somehow.
So I wouldn't say it's big, but
Very like
it's out there.
tight knit, yeah. That's how
Yeah,
it is
it's
in
tight knit.
Arkansas.
There we go. Yeah.
Yeah. Like
Okay.
mostly everyone knows each other in Arkansas.
Just 'cause it's
In one way or another. Yeah. Yeah.
that small. All right. Well, definitely looking forward to seeing everyone go to OU this weekend, and hopefully like everyone has a really good time, you know? And like I just want to say thank you to the both of y'all for hopping on today and, you know, talking with me, chatting about your externals and stuff. And I hope like everyone gets a little sense of what externals are like, and hopefully they are more interested in going to Arkansas, because I know it's like a far drive out there from everybody else and stuff. So I hope y'all have a good turnout in April when y'all have your what external do y'all have?
It's the our Lunar New Year
Oh,
event.
another
Yeah.
new
Lunar
nice
Showcase.
Lunar Showcase. All right, yeah. Hopefully that goes well too. And like, you know, Don, I hope that OU definitely gets a really good turnout rate. Hopefully everyone caps out at that 75 people for school. I would love to
Yes.
see that happen.
That would be so cool. Yes,
I'm looking forward to meeting everybody. So
That'd
if
be
you guys see me, my name is Don. Come say hi to me.
what do you look like, since they can only listen to your voice right now?
I'm Asian.
Oh,
I have black
that
hair.
narrows it down. Oh, sold.
Asian black hair, guys.
I'll have my name tag on, so
Okay, y'all have name
and I'll be
tags.
wearing a red aoyai.
Oh,
Ooh, okay.
okay.
Oh yeah, like so the attire is like people can wear aoyais and like
Yeah, so people could
stuff.
wear aoyais. If they don't have anything, then they could just dress up nice. Something I forgot to mention is that we're actually going to be doing a runway show
Oh, ooh,
for
okay.
aoyais. Yes.
Nice. All right.
Like
Well,
that.
damn, that's definitely new. All right. Love to see it. All right. Well, With that being said, thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in today, and hopefully y'all enjoy yourselves at OU and UARC and the next time y'all see them. But yeah,
Thank you for having us.
thank you.
Thank you so much.
Goodbye, everybody.
See y'all.